It's Bullseye. I'm Jesse Thorne. Artists, the people that make stuff, are always influenced by the work of others. And sometimes something an artist sees is so good, so perfect, that they wish they'd made it themselves. This happens so often to the people we talk to that we made a segment about it. It's called I Wish I'd Made That. You're going to hear from the New York artist Josh Dorman. He mainly makes invented landscapes, fantastical art that uses collage, painting, and drawing. Plays around with time and space. Dorman switched his major to art when he was a sophomore in college. It was the 80s.
I was into album covers by Frank Frazetta and cartoons, Mad Magazine, and Salvador Dali, M.C. Escher. Strange but easily accessible art was what I was into then.
Then at summer camp, he discovered a guy named Paul Klee.
Klee, for me, just opened up everything. He really spoke to me in a new way.
Dorman wishes he'd made one Klee painting in particular.
Landscape with Yellow Birds, it's a small painting. It's just 14 by 17 inches. It appears kind of like a child's vision of a night jungle. And there are seven chrome yellow birds, kind of totemic, simplified forms of birds that kind of bounce around the picture like moving you like a clock ticking. It's filled with plant forms, purples, coral reds, pearl whites on a black ground. It does appear at first kind of like a child's vision, a very simple, free, pure vision. And the big key is a yellow bird that's perched upside down on a cloud at the top of the painting. And he has his own kind of blue atmosphere behind him. And once you realize that you're in a world where a bird can hang upside down from a cloud, you know you're not in our regular reality anymore. Klee really looked at art of children and took it very seriously. In college and grad school, I tried to speak his language, even though his language is so varied from painting to painting, drawing to drawing. I borrowed dozens of his methods. I kind of convinced myself that Paul Klee could still bear more fruit, that the world could use more Klee, because it's an expansive range of vision. I remember in graduate school, I started to be attacked by various teachers and students for being stuck in modernism and in Paul Klee. What I realized is that not only do I wish I had made this painting, but I tried for years to actually make it. And in a way, Klee led me to a dead end. He opened up art for me and kind of made me a painter. And then I went too far in trying to become him, which I think is a danger a lot of artists run into. So it took years. It took years to let go of that voice. And I'd like to think I found my own voice now. The way I kind of came out of that stuck place was around 1999, 2000. I found a ream of old yellowed ledger paper. And something about that paper that had this beautiful, beautiful tone to it, and it had lived a life of its own, made me just pick up pen and ink and crayons and start drawing again. And at that point, I kind of just had to trust that I had internalized Klee. And as soon as I started drawing and not feeling like I had to fill this canvas with all the history of art, everything came back to me, everything from myself being a child. So I started drawing monsters and machines and hybrid creatures and landscape, and there was absolutely no censorship. So as soon as I gave up the idea of a white canvas, I felt so much freer.
Artist Josh Dorman. The thing he wishes he'd made is a painting by Paul Klee, Landscape with Yellow Birds, from 1923. A solo exhibition of Josh's work, called Josh Dorman World, is on view now at the Ryan Lee Gallery in New York City. It closes this weekend.